The trial is over and the verdict is in. Guilty on all 34 counts. Of course, many Republicans claim that the trial was unfair, that his conviction will inspire people to vote for Trump. Right. I find it hard to believe that anyone, let alone a presidential candidate, would welcome a trial that aired sordid details of infidelity, payoffs to silence people, and accounting illegalities. The conviction of the Alpha Dog is the latest in a very long list of Trump lackeys who've been found guilty of crimes. It's hard to keep them straight. Let's see. There's his campaign chairman, deputy campaign manager, personal lawyer, national security advisor, foreign policy advisor, campaign fixer. Currently in jail are trade advisor Peter Navarro and company CFO Alan Weisselberg. On July 1, strategist Steve Bannon starts his sentence. It's been called a cabal of convicts. In the meantime, desperate Republican politicians denounce Trump's trial and try to convince voters that it's all politically motivated. They join him in castigating the judge and the jury, claiming the system is rigged. Up to now, many voters have been supportive of the former president. They've overlooked his personal failings. Those voters may find that harder to do now that one of those failings is a criminal conviction. I'm Deborah Booth, and that's my perspective.